few years back, I remember some queer folks come into town, started holding meetings, stirred the country all around. Folks all mocked and scoffed at them, and I reckon I did too. But you see, that was before the night that I prayed through. They come to Oklahoma on East G Street. It's 29th Street if you come down there now. And this old man came from Arkansas. I've been in there lots the last 40 years now, but wind does like Wayne Rainey said it did. It just sings its way through the lonesome pine. And started a meeting. I had enough about God. Mother was lost, and Daddy was lost, and Sister was lost, and Brother was lost. I wasn't raised in church. Didn't know anything about church. You know, I wasn't cut out to be a preacher. I never thought I'd be a preacher. Wasn't aiming to be a preacher. We got folks just dying to be a preacher. Want to preach. I wasn't out dying to be no preacher. I knew my teeth were crooked, and I knew a man that speaks a lot before people ought to look nice, have great deliverance, and have a good personality. I didn't have any of it. All I had was my beautiful black hair. It's always been pretty.
Glory be to God.
The old man from Arkansas come, and Mama said, "Don't you think you ought to take Sister to church?" I went down in my old cowboy boots. The only reason to mention them, I'll tell you in a minute. But I went down and heard the gospel. I know a thing in the world about it. I'll tell you what it'll do. It'll make you shouting happy or fighting mad or leave you in a mediocre place for a day or two. You won't know what to think about it. You'll be as curious as an old chicken about it if you ain't careful. I went home and I mused about it. I said, "That beats all. I never heard nothing like that. He acted like he had the deadwood on me. Every time he pointed at the audience, he pointed at me. And every time he looked at him, he looked at me. I thought that he knew that I was selling oil out of the same drum from 10 cents to 35 cents a quart. If you drove in the service station and said, "Have you got bulk oil?" I said, "I got it. What weight you want?" Said, "I want 40 weight." "Well, listen, what price do you want?" "Well, I thought if you got any 30 cent oil, I got it right here in this drum." If you'd have said 10 cents, I'd have told you the same thing. Paid 18 cents a gallon for it. Wasn't bad if you sold it for 10 cents a quart. You know. But it's crooked, though. God didn't like it. God didn't like it. Yes, you may say nobody knowed it. Yes, somebody knowed it. Yes, I'll tell you what, you better look out. That man of God will pray through and call. I was preaching in Missouri and call a feller's name and a woman's name while I was preaching. Never did know it. Got to and started home. The pastor said, "Brother Moore, you done it tonight." I said, "What did I do?" Said, "Well, you called a man's name and a woman's name right there and told them what they're guilty of." No, they weren't running together. But, you know, God knows, and he'll take that man of God he's called, and if he'll live right, he's not for sale or for hire. I'm telling you right, he's not. And God pity the poor preacher that can't say glory for fear Sister Brown won't like it. If there's a woman named Brown here, forgive me. That old man preached with authority. Next night, he made me so uneasy, I could hear myself swaller. You ever been up in the high mountains or airplane chew gum or swallowed and pop your ears open? He got me in that shape. And you know what? Conviction, something we don't have like we should have in America anymore. Conviction got a hold of me. Felt uneasy. Felt like might be something bad wrong with me. You know, I finally eased in behind everybody else in that altar and prayed. Till I got saved. I prayed so much the first few months I was saved till them old boots turned up on the front. Stayed on my knees in them so nice cheap and it wouldn't come down. See me walking uptown, front of my shoes sticking right up in the air, front of my boots. Wouldn't come down, stayed on my knees. My mother's the one that said, "Why don't you go with Sister?" You've lost your mother. How many has lost their mother? See there? Your mother's just as important as mine. Now, you know, there are people that wonder why isn't Brother Moore on the way home. Listen, there's plenty I've got to do there. 40 years ago, I looked at my mother. I said, Mother, it's either preach God's Bible and die Christian, or fail to do it and die lost. Christmas has come and gone. The snow has blowed at Easter, and I've not got to be with my mother. All last week she saw me. My sister said, Lester, every time she saw a man go down the hall, she said, there's Lester. Yeah, I'd like to have been there. And I've been there every time I could be. I've waited on her all I could. I don't make any defense to you about mother. I'm just telling you why I'm not on the road right now. But I will be. I'm not on the road because I feel God wanted me here. And I'm not here because I'm necessarily needed. I'm just here because I feel that I'm in the will of God because I'm here. And if I don't do better than I have done a few times, you won't ever feel like that it's necessary for me to be here. Don't blame me a bit. Well, you're not necessarily needed in his kingdom, but my father would be glad if you decide to come. He'll have a wedding supper. If you're not at the table, he won't call your name. They won't nobody stand at the door and look and say, I wonder how the marriage supper of the Lamb. They won't nobody stand there and look and say, wonder why I don't come. Won't nobody look for you. They won't nobody miss you. But you miss it if you're not there. And you wish where you are that you could be there. If you miss it, you regret it. He'll leave your soul as dark as night. Oh, what weeping and what wailing when the Spirit takes its flight. You'll miss it and you'll regret it. Great God, have mercy. God owns this. He's going to burn it up next time. Does what he wants to with it. Don't ask nobody. Don't tell me there's not a God. Why, a while back I was flying in an airplane and fly right to the clouds that had the water in them, and the water wouldn't run out of them. And it wouldn't fall on earth. And God let the wind carry it to where he wanted it to go and then caused the water to fall out of it. He puts fire and ice in the same cloud. Lightning flash and the thunder roll and the hail hit the ground. And they don't have to ask nobody. He reports to no committees. He asks no one's permission to do anything. Knock your hat in the creek, boy. Blow your house away. I went in from the camp meeting a couple of years ago, and there's where God Almighty had moved on the wind, and it took a limb off a tree and just beat my fence down. I got a board fence, just whooped it to the ground. It took my flue and broke it in two and floated it down over the power line by my house. It took the hail and just wham, 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 the kick panel in my door. I don't know whether you notice that in your sir or not, Benny, but it just put about 100 prints in that kick panel. It just, God, you know, when I drove in, it didn't cross my mind to say, God, why'd you let that happen? I've been in your service. Why did you let that take place? That ain't what hit me. When I got out, I said, go on, do it like you want to. Yeah. Go on, do it like you want to. It's yours, it's not mine. If you'll save me in the end, it'll be all right. I prayed for you all since I've been here, and some of you are getting blessed. Some of you not. This fellow sitting over there is worth it all. Got saved and filled the Holy Ghost since I've been here. That's where. Then there's another one back there. What's that old boy's name? Old Jerry, ain't that his name? Come with you there. Prayed to over there when I was over there with you. Old Jerry prayed to about 1 o'clock in the morning. He is worth it. Lord, I'd go around the world to win him. And he's visiting with us. Last night, there's a man stepped up to me. I don't see him. I don't think he's here. He said, 32 years ago, you preached in Cumberland, Kentucky, and my daughter got saved. Think about that. That's three. Why, a fellow ought to preach 40 years on that. Three. helps your daddy get saved, or your brother, your mother, your sister, your aunt, uncle, or cousin, your neighbor, it'd be worth it, wouldn't it?
Amen.
Yeah. Well, the devil fools me, I'll go another 40 if God let me live on them three. Yeah. Praise God, them three.
Sweet
Lord. I'll preach much tonight. We've got to be in service in the morning. But I've been praying for you. I knelt to pray here in this wonderful building. You people have been so good to us. Offer to fly me on an airplane. I thank you, but I don't reckon I'll do that right now. I'm going to take the children back with me. I'd be down there wondering if they're going to get in on time, so I guess I better get them in on time. You know, I thank you. It could be that I would yet, and I thank you, but so far I reneged. I thank you. But I knelt and prayed. I said, God, there's people hoping they'll die in just another hour. There's people that's begging to die. They don't have plush carpet. They don't have a fine home. They don't have an air-conditioned car. They have no hope of any heat this winter. And they're praying, God, let us go. Let us go. Let us come to your heaven where everything is good and lovely. And everybody's happy. They're suffering children. They don't have what we do. And we as Americans don't realize the great blessings God has given us while the biggest part of the world is hungry and destitute. And they have no future here. And there's no hope here. Nothing left here. They don't want to stay here. See, even many that are saved are saying, God, come quickly and make it short on us here and take us on where you're at. You ought to be glad that God has blessed you.
Hallelujah.
It's been great to see my friends. I've saw so many of my friends that's in this country since I've been here. I started a young man. I heard this young one up here tonight wasn't that wonderful. I wish they'd have went on with it. I just wish they'd have run. It's about to bring me out of there. You know, people don't understand. That boy lost his mother. It ain't touched him much, or he'd be... Well, yeah, you know it's touched me, but I'm going to tell you where my strength comes from. It comes on me at different times. I wish they'd have come on with it. There's that boy didn't ain't had no daddy. Bless his heart. I don't know whether I can help him or not, but if I can help you, son, I'm old enough to be your daddy. Call me in the hour of the night. I'll probably be awake waiting on it. Most of the time I am. Praise the good Lord. All right. Just a while. Maybe won't preach too long. I met a precious neighbor. I hope he's here tonight. I met him today. I believe it was today. Yes. And he said, you know, when I come to meet another night, I told my wife I just well brought my clothes and went from there to work. I like that. That's just the way I like it. Sound like I preached too long.
Yeah,
I just...
A little brother, he preached all right.
God bless you. Hallelujah. Amen. Just an old-time preacher, man. That's all them saints. That's what I'm going to talk about. 90 times at least in the Bible. Saints mentioned at least 90 times in the Bible. You know who they are? They're holy ones. Matthew 27:45. Just a few simple thoughts now. Been praying. My mind's been shook up a little last little while, all right, since Mama went away. I sang an old song for years and years and never did sing it, but what mother was on my mind. Sister Collins, would you get the key of G on the piano, and I may sing a verse in memory of my mother. I just opened my Bible and it brought back old times. I could see mother's teardrops upon every line. There on its pages those fragments still lay, a faded blue ribbon and a lilac bouquet. The orchids are tender and the lilies so fair, the blushing red rose could never compare to my memories of Mama and how she would say, thank you, my son, for the lilac bouquet. The birds are still singing around that old home, there in those fields where I used to roam. Beneath the oak tree there's an old lonesome grave. The angels came calling for my mother one day. The orchids are tender and the lilies so fair,
the blushing red rose could never compare. Till the memories of Mama and how she would say, thank you, my boy, for the lilac bouquet. In the bright courts of heaven, in the beautiful home, I can see my dear mother around that white throne. From the garden in heaven, dear mama, someday I'll pick you another lilac bouquet. The orchids so tender and the lilies so fair, blushing red rose could never compare. To my memories of mother and how she would say, thank you, my son, for the lilac bouquet. Matthew 27:45. And now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land unto the ninth hour, and about the ninth hour Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, that is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Some of them that stood there, when they heard that, said, this man calleth for Elias. And straightway one of them ran and took a sponge and filled it with vinegar and put it on a reed and gave him to drink. And the rest said, let us see whether Elias will come to save him. Jesus, when he cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost, and behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from top to bottom. Earth did quake and the rocks rent. Now I'm going to stop here and say that some of them right then began to get uneasy. Rocks began to bust. Earth began to tear open, quake. And I tell you, some fellas right there said, uh-oh, maybe we missed it. May have missed it here. And the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose. Now I hope it's interesting. If it ain't, I'm not going to worry you much with it. But I want to talk a while about them saints. They're the only ones that got up. Wasn't an infidel, not an atheist, not a drunkard, not a liar, not a thief, not a church member, not a murderer.
No.
Only the saints. Somebody said you can't be one till you die. We'll see. I noticed in Acts 9:32 the Bible said it came to pass as Peter passed throughout all quarters, he came down also to the saints which dwelt at Lydda. And there he found a certain man named Aeneas, which had kept his bed 8 years and was sick of the palsy. Peter said unto him, Aeneas, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole, arise, make thy bed. And he arose immediately. And I've never prayed that prayer of faith for anybody or been where it is prayed. But what seems to me, it was just a simple little prayer, and the power of God moved and they come out of it.
Hallelujah.
That's the truth. Praise God. Woo. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, you don't have to call Florida 40 times and send every dime you ought to be a putting in to pay the church heating bill down there to some fellow you don't know a thing about.
Richard.
No, sir, you don't. God bless you. Don't get mad. I'm not going to preach against crooks because there's too many of them and take me 3 or 4 days. But I pastored a church where we just barely making it. And a feller sent an old soul in my church and said, if you'll send me a $10 offering, I'll put your name on the altar I'm a building. I don't know what kind of altar he's a building, but he's going to put her name. I said, rush him an answer back, sister. She asked me what to do. Had not asked me. She didn't want to know. I said, rush him an answer back and tell him your pastor said we needed the $10 in our own church to keep the lights on, but put your name on it anyhow. He wouldn't do her. Kind of like a fella on the air putting on that hypocrite stuff. Now, we're not selling anything, but this record, you'd have to pay $5 for it anywhere. It's tape and cost you $5. Get mad if you want to. Now, I'm going to preach on saints.
Preach on saints.
This tape would cost $4 or $5 anywhere. You ever bought any tapes wholesale, Benny? Y'all buy them, don't you?
Love it.
They don't cost a dollar. And we have got a bargain under 50 cents where I live on them. I'm not knocking honest, sincere men that have ministries that ask folks to send contribution and they'll send them a tape. But any time a fellow gets up there and starts that music like that fellow did in the meeting I was in and said, we are going to sell these books for a dollar a piece, get them as quick as you can, there may never be another chance in the world to get it. It's the best message ever written on the Holy Ghost, and he's talking about his own writing. And I've been in business and run businesses. Bless your heart, I sure have. I could sell on three prices when I sell on auto parts and make 33 and a third on the bottom figure. I could butt heads with Safeway, TGNY, or anybody else that handle auto parts if they didn't think I could. If they only get ornery, I'd drop down on the bottom price. I could compete with anybody and still make more than Safeway does. 33 and a third. All right now, preachers. God bless you. Have a little sense while you live. If you're going to be a saint, you're going to have to do right. Fellow jumped up and sold a bunch of them books and then jumped up and took an expense offering for the literature as if 40% profit on that book didn't pay for its production. We just can't think past the end of that. We just can't think past the end of that when we get in church work sometimes. Oh, God bless you now. God bless you. Ain't no harm to be blessed, but you ain't blessed from God if you don't do right. Here's a man of God coming through the country, going across the land, and he meets a woman that's down and out, meets a man that's down and out, and meets a woman that's down and out. And he says to this man that's down and out, arise, make thy bed. And he arose immediately and rolled up that little bed them Jews carried around and rolled out anywhere nearly and could sleep on it. And all that dwelt in Lydia saw him and turned to the Lord. The whole bunch got saved. Whole bunch got saved. Now there was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha, which by interpretation is called Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and alms deeds which she did. Came to pass in those days that she was sick and died. And when they had washed, they laid her in an upper chamber. And far as much as Lydia was near to Joppa, the disciples had heard that Peter was there. They sent unto him two men, desiring him he would not delay to come to them. Now when Peter rose and went with him, and when he was come, they brought him to the upper chamber. And all the widows stood there weeping and shearing the coats and garments that Dorcas made while she was with them. But Peter kneeled down, put them all forth. Put them all out. Prayed to the body and said to Tabitha, arise, and she opened her eyes. And when she saw Peter, she sat up and gave her hand to him, and he lifted her up. And when he had called the saints, and widows presented her alive. I want to talk a while about the saints tonight. You may fall out over saints. You may not believe in saints. If the world keeps going like it is, they ain't going to believe in holiness much longer.
That's right.
Amen. God bless you. Didn't get here yesterday. Your forefathers prayed the prayer of faith for broken bones, consumption, which is TB.
Yes.
We call it the old consumption then. Sure, you're not telling me what them old timers done. I know what they done. Why, they had prayed the hair stand on the back of your head. And I know, I knew them. I knew them. I knew Jack Cole when he come through the country dedicated and consecrated to God and prayed the prayer of faith for everything under heaven nearly.
Right.
That's before. I mean, he had it. I knew him.
Right.
I attended old Robert's first tent meeting. I was in his first tent meeting. His daddy preached for me. I'm not fighting nobody. I'm going to preach about saints tonight. We're not fooling anybody in our world. When we try to make folks think we're saints, we got to be a saint to be called a saint.
Sure.
I ain't after nobody. Somebody going to run backwards on me and run off and judge me over this before it's over. I ain't fixed to preach what you think I am.
Come on, preacher.
I didn't bring no hobby horses with me. I ain't riding, but I'm going to tell you one thing. There's such a thing as saints.
Yes, sir.
And he presented her alive to who? Them that you... Where'd that canonize come from? I don't hardly know how to pronounce them big words anyway. But does that mean... Did it come from the word canon, I mean? Did it fire a cannon or something around it and make it happen? You know, folks got to be dead several years now and they have a meeting somewhere. And some fellow maybe smoked a cigar like that and did down where I come from. Drank a little wine. Decides to make a saint out of. You don't make a saint out of somebody after they're dead. He presented her alive to the saints. That's all I'm talking about right now is saints. Talking about saints. God bless you. Don't you want to be a saint? I'll tell you what. You may say, I don't care now. I don't care where I'm going. I'll tell you what you do. You keep messing around. Your husband gets down with cancer. You get down with it. Or your child gets down with something. And you let that old man of God come down there that loves God and serves God. Or them saints of God come down there and love God, serve God, doing what they can, walking in what light they've got now. And let them pray through and seek God and power of God fall and your love and be healed. I'll tell you what, you ain't going to be near so quick to say you don't want to be one. Amen. I want to be a saint. There's land of pure delight over there where faith is lost in sight over there. Be Moses to be seen, viewing fields of living green. Mary will beat the tambourine over there. I'll be there. I'll be there.
Glory.
In a spotless robe arrayed, where the saints' reward is paid. I'll be there. I want to go where the saints go. Now listen, God bless you. The Bible teaches us we can be saints. Acts 26:10. The Bible said, which thing I did also at Jerusalem, and many of the saints did I shut up in prison, having received authority from the chief priest, and when they were put to death, I gave my voice against them. Did you know what? Saints have always had it with the devil. They're the only one can cast the devil out of anybody. I've got a dear old saint down in Arkansas, went to praying for a crooked preacher. Yeah, there's some of them crooked. Amen. I love preachers, but there's some of them's crooked. And he is crooked and got the devil in him. And that dear old saint went in there, that man of God, to cast the devil out of him. That preacher, after he prayed a little bit, that old devil in him said, that'll be enough praying now. That's all the praying we'll need now. I can tell his old voice. I can tell it. He could too. And he didn't pay no attention. He said, you lying devil. You lying devil. Is any devils up here in Ohio? I can't hardly find no devils nowhere. Ain't nobody cast no devils out anymore. Just give them another shot. Give them 3-4 more pills. Now don't you get mad at me, but some way or another that old devil stand covered up. That old lying devil, that old lustful devil, that old evil devil that needs to be cast out of your children. That thing's hiding under some kind of a canopy here, and we're not stirring him up like we used to. It's not, he's not, but I've met more than one old boy. He thought he is Two Gun Jim, Butcher Knife Slim in reverse, I'm going to tell you. He act like he is wild as a windmill. But I'm going to tell him we got through praying for him, and God cast that thing out of him. I was praying for a boy a while back. Wasn't up, the devil got a hold of him. Devil trying to stop him in altar boy was trying to pray him through to get saved. His nose went to gushing blood just like that. That's all I'm eating. All I'm eating, nothing. Help me, Jesus, right now. I didn't do a thing but grab him the head, get your mind off that blood, boy, and pray through and get a hold of God here. Get your mind off that little dab of blood. It ain't no time to quit if you're in a bloody fist fight or if you're even an old gambling rooster fight. You'd holler, hoop, and holler till they had blood all over the arena. Forget a little dab of blood and let's get the devil out of there. That thing quit just like it started, and that thing left him. My Lord, have mercy. If you're going to be a saint, you're going to have to hub it with the devil. Yes, sir. There's an old mean devil that Jesus used to cast out everywhere he went. But nowadays, I don't know what in the world's happened to him. He's put on a suit and went to preaching. Went and bought him a bunch of cologne and trying to make us think he's an angel. Whew. He's like that old drunk. Get all dressed up and full of booze. I lost the Lord myself. I want to preach a little myself. Let me out and preach a little. And lots of folks do too. Do you know what? They don't know the difference. Ain't that the truth? I'm going to talk about saints. You know, seem like I've quietened the church up this time since I've come. I've got some good news here. I love you. You touched me when you talked to me about my mom. I like the bean picker there. I do. Bean raiser. Want to give me the beans. Yes, I can't think of your name. I love this church. I do. But I ain't looking for nothing to pastor. Got a little trouble I can handle where I'm at. But I do love God's people. If I didn't, don't you know I'd have better sense than to stay around in 40 years. I looked at it and it looks good to me. Well, listen, son. If you want to please God, you've got to be a saint. Lady, if you want to please God, you've got to be a saint. No, I didn't say you had to do everything I do. I didn't say you had to do every little thing I say. But if you want to please God, you've got to be a saint.
You got to be a saint. I'm talking about saints tonight. Look at the 30th chapter of Psalm, the 4th verse. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of His. Oh, I won't tell you what that preacher done, that brother done, that crooked preacher. That devil rose up in him and he grabbed the glass off the cabinet and tried to ram it down that saint's mouth. Don't tell me there's not a real devil. You think there is. That boy of yours drives up and runs inside of the house with his car and gets out there on that old horse, that old heron, or that LSD, and comes in there with them bloodshot eyes and says that God told him to kill you, and gets a shotgun and tries it. They've done it all over America. And we're going to try to find out what's wrong with them. We're going to send them to a rehabilitation center. Now, if there's anybody here that works at the brewery down here, don't get mad. But I'm going to tell you, it's one of the biggest sins ever America ever committed, to put something that, like that down here and down in Oklahoma, and make that stuff by the 100,000 of gallons and makes alcoholics out of people, and then gives 10,000 to some charity somewhere and gets a tax write-off for it and offers to help our boys and makes alcoholics out of them, and then we spend millions of dollars of tax money throughout the years trying to rehabilitate them, and they're poking the stuff right back down them as soon as they can. So on a merry-go-round, looks like somebody's going to meet God for this business. Saints, sing to the Lord, ye saints. Get with it and sing it. I want to talk about saints for all tonight. 106. You know what the devil told me this evening? That Henry outfit, we don't talk too much together. We on different sides of the street. Here's a dividing line. He is now. You can go ahead and say, you've got to be like them to win them. You be like them, any one of them. Bless my heart, there's been a divine line for 40 years, me and that devil. I'm ready to help any man that's on booze. I used to be evil and ornery, but I won't justify you in it. I'll try to get that devil loose from you and help you to become a saint and get rid of that stuff. If God's worth fooling with, it's worth going all out for. If religion's worth anything, it's worth putting everything in it ain't worth fooling with. Amen. Saints, holy people. God wants us to walk with Him. God wants to be like Him. Sing that song. Thank God. No wonder that dear preacher friend of mine said, sing it, angel, sing it. Till let's divide that frame. Let the bells ring out the anthem that a soul is born again. It means something to be a saint and sing it. You all know, can you, you hear what I just read to you? Benny, you listen to me, I'm preaching on saints. And he said, oh, sing aloud, ye saints. Can y'all tell the difference in a saint singing and somebody that's just singing for money or to impress folks? I believe that you could get in a football game or a baseball game or a dance floor, a lot of places, and get certain quartets there and they could hoop and holler and swing around a little bit and have them all dancing to Amazing Grace. I held a meeting in Wichita, Kansas, and a certain group of people on the property right across, they had been there over there. Don't waste your time. You'll never win. You can't make a millionaire on gambling. Not you and me. Only those fellas that own those casinos in Las Vegas can do that. Don't be fooled. Don't be fooled now. Don't be fooled. Your habit may be as bad as that boy's at home costing $75 a day on video games. He stole all over the town to try to pay for his habit. I thought he's on dope, but he wasn't. He's hung on video game. You can't win doing that. All right. Don't worry about it. You just can't win. I'm telling you now. You're here. You're wishing to save all the money. Bought you a good lure and caught you a good fish and a scent for me, and we'd have cooked it and eaten together. And you'd have been ahead, you see. I'm telling you like it is. I'm not a crackpot. But look. Sing unto the Lord, ye saints of His. Say, they gambled over there and got $500 when they won a church group. They owned that property and had a big building and the whole church sat across the street from them, and their priest, oh, shouldn't have said priest. Whatever you do, don't tell what you mean. Face God and say, preach the Bible, God, to do it what you say. I said, the Bible's right. They knew that. Did you make any definition about sin? What was told them wrong? You don't know about what it is? Bible talked about what it was. Benny, the Bible told us there's no one outside. You know any more than you, if you even start to tighten up a little, you can feel folks are pulling up. Well, I don't pay no attention to it no more. I just go ahead. I know about me, I know about bad. But if you want to be a saint,
You've got to walk with God.
Sing it, sing it. Saints, sing it. Let God know you're there. We sung till their priest come in and they had a square dance. Chicken in the bread pan scratching out the door. Granny, will you don't bite no child? No, you can hear it ringing all around in the town down there. Saints over there. They make saints out of them after they die. That bunch is doing it. I know, I was there. That priest would get out there and call the section. I made him like he's one of them. Well, he was one of them. What you and Jeff ought to do, Brother Moore, we prayed for God to send a calamity on it, and he did. He set the building on fire and burn it down. And he never built one back. Now, darn it to tonight.
I know, what is that? 2104 Wellington Place, Wichita, Kansas, right across the road. God burn her down. And he ain't been able to build back on it. You can't hardly build back on it. How many of us destroyed? And how nobody can get along with the rabbit and the fishermen with them nets. Did you see that? Have you been over there? I thought maybe you'd seen that. I know you've been across one. But you've seen old Tyre probably inside and over there. You've seen where the judgment of God was pronounced on some of them places. It's just like God said, well, here we are. Here we are in Romans 1:7. We don't have to hurry, because you're about to get some rest and be here tomorrow. There'll be other preachers here. You want to hear them? I love to hear them. Romans 1:7. To all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, holy ones. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. There ain't a bunch of grumbling, griping, unsanctified, fifth throwing folks. That ain't what they are. I'm telling you, we're going to be saints. We're going to have to get with it. Amen. Say amen, church. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Seems like when I get in a meeting and the Lord deals with me like this, I wish you'd hurry and get me on to something else so they could all understand that I love them and I do have more to say. But right tonight, saints, is all I've got. Didn't make heaven for anyone else but saints. I will agree with you, sir, that I think it's impossible for an imperfect being to judge what perfection is. And since most of us are imperfect, I don't really think that we have some judges good enough here to judge just exactly what perfection is among us. But I can tell you what it ain't. And if we get rid of a bunch of these things that ain't, we're going to get right close to it. Amen. All right, Romans 8. Shout if you want to now, I won't interfere. 27, he that searches the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. That's who the Spirit intercedes for, is the saints. That's who the Spirit intercedes for, the saints of God. Makes its intercession for them. That's what's helped me through the years and through the tears, is the Spirit making intercession for the saints. Do you need something tonight? Spirit make intercession for you. If you seek God, obey the Lord, you can be a saint. I notice Romans 15:25. But now I go unto Jerusalem to minister unto the saints, not the dead. The saints. For it has pleased them of Macedonia and Achaia to make a certain contribution for the poor saints which are at Jerusalem.
Thank you, Lord.
You can be a saint and be poor. Be a saint and be poor. There's a doctrine out amongst the Pentecostals today, and they've got it over the TV and a lot of other places, that tells you that if you're poor or you're in poverty, that you're missing the perfect will of God. It's not God's will for you to be like that. You'll just be able to ask for anything. Just hocus pocus, dilly adocus, come into focus, and there it is. It's never been so. It's not so now, and it's not gospel. No, sir, my friend. There's not hundreds of thousands of saints across the world that's hungry, living in destitute condition in foreign lands and have hardly nothing, that you preach that to it might work. The only reason it works here is because God has blessed us when we come to find God, we found silver, gold, and oil, and now we have silver, gold, and oil, and living God. Can you hear me? You can be a poor saint and be saved. We got some fellas make you think if you ask God for a great job and
he'll just give it to you just like that. How many of you have been out of work here a while? Did you have this church pray for you? Sure, you've been in test and you've been in trial and you've been up against it and you've been poor and God has got to help you, but you know, it can be a poor and be a saint. All right, that's what I'm talking about, saints. 31st verse of the same chapter, that I may be delivered from them that do not believe in Judea, and that my service which I have for Jerusalem may be accepted of the saints. The only thing that I'm establishing in your hearing tonight is the word saints. Amen. You can be a saint. Now, I know what I'm up against in our world now. You just, now, Brother Moore, it's just impossible for a person to live holiness. Well, now, wait. Now, wait, hold it. Now, Brother Moore, I've heard people say, I'm old-time holiness. And what I found out they meant by that sometime was they had a doctrine that they believed, that Grandpa believed, and they thought, because he did, that everybody ought to be just like Grandpa was. Well, now, I can't make that stick, but I can say to you the Bible teaches holiness and teaches that we ought to be saints, and there's enough scriptures to make us know what that means without having to inherit or accept from other generations what they said it was. I hope you understand what I'm saying. I met a fellow that thought the only way to be a saint was not wear a necktie. I don't believe that. I don't think it has nothing to do with it myself. You thought it did? No, I don't think that has nothing to do with it. No. I don't think it has nothing to do with holy. Amen. But what I'm saying to you is there's a place you can live with God and walk with God and follow God's Spirit and stay to His Word and be a saint. Maybe a few things you might have to do somebody else don't do, or somebody else does do, to please God as you walk in the light. But you can walk in the light with God and be a saint. Amen. That old devil to tell in our world, you can't be holiness. I don't want anybody to get me wrong. I think we need to be holiness. I think we need to be saints. I think we need to walk with God. I notice 1 Corinthians 6:1. There any of you having a matter against another, go to law before the unjust and not before the saints. Where's that went to, saints? Oh, I want to get loose tonight and preach the lost again. That's all I get. Wait till sundown. After I heard Mama died, I prayed and cried, sought God, and went and hid and got back and told everything away I was going to preach and tried something else, and all I could get was saints. You know, God's not interested in church members like the church world is. No. Just get anything and everything. Get it. We need to raise a number. Now, that ain't the way God run it. If it was, Jesus wouldn't have said, except you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. Everybody left him but his little handful. He's not trying to fill heaven with anything he can get. That's what we're trying to do at the church.
That's right.
Amen. Well, yeah, we want folks to come. I'm glad to come. But you know, if we're not careful, we're going to get like the folks get down in Oklahoma where he's at. They said, let's put him in office anyhow. Maybe it'll bring him out of it. Now, I'll take your church under it. Sip a little beer and flirt with every girl in the church and steal money out of the church treasury. Let's put him in as deacon. Maybe it'll help you. Bless my heart, help him. Won't do nothing but contaminate the church. Amen. I'm a pastor, boys. I've got a church. It'll ruin us, ain't going. And there'll be nothing to ruin us but your mouth. Keep your mouth shut. Let that man of God preach the Bible. Oh, sinner boy, he's saying, oh, sinner boy, he's saying, oh, sinner boy, that's all that time I wrote. That's time you only want to benefit when you got it. Only thing they bring you out of that knifing them and shooting them and fists fighting and cussing and drinking is the old time straight as a gun barrel, clean as a hound's tooth gospel preaching. That's the only thing that'll do it. I wouldn't have stopped there at that church. I wouldn't have stayed there. But that man of God skinned me up one side and down the other, loved me and hugged me and was good to me until I said, I want that. I want. Only kind of banker I want is a straight banker. W.R.'s dead. Died of heart attack the other day. President of our bank. Raised a poor boy. Made a millionaire. Made a millionaire over and again. The other day in that bank before he died. There's a church member, modern day church member, standing there telling how there's a building in the church. What this is doing for the church. What kind of a program they had. On and on and on with that worldly stuff. You know what that president of the bank done? He come out of that office. Out there in that lobby. He's got a gob of people working for him. He had his going now. He said, tell you what I like. He said, so everybody could hear him. I just stand there, that guy's ready to put it on me. Spirit said, be quiet. You know, sometimes he ain't used to fussing people. He'll get a horse there. Spirit said, be quiet. I said, no, he's really laying on me. Deb Jar come out of there and walked up to him. So I'll tell you what I like. I like them old-time holiness preachers that's not afraid to holler hallelujah and preach the Bible to people. He said, that's kind of like. I said, go on with it, W.R. Don't you want to be a saint? I heard you. You ain't quite what you want to be. You got the world to do. Let's go forward and ask God to help us be good men. Let's ask God to help us be good women. Let's ask God to help us be a good church. I wasn't sent here. Well, I wasn't sent here. Nobody else that was sent from God that's been sent here was sent here because you were perfect. God sent them here to perfect you and help you to be saints. Woo! Most to help us. Dare ye, having a matter against another, go law before unjust, not before the saints? I tell you what, saints will make you a good judgment if you give them a chance. It's a shame some folks didn't let the saints, LL, have a chance at it. You all know what I mean. You boys know, you understand. The saints. Do you not know the saints shall judge the world? You know what? And if we judge the world, are you unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Two preacher friends of mine like got into it a while back. Lord have mercy, preacher likes got into it. I said, would you let a man of God make a judgment between you? Would you accept what the man of God does? Would you let him make the judgment and stay by what he tells you to do? They said, we will. And it happened. And they'd done it. And they'd done it. And it worked. Saints. Ha, they're the ones that carries the food to you when you're sick. Don't tell me they don't. You may say, I don't know anybody. I do. You may say, I ain't met none of my house. You may say, I'm not acquainted with my own. I'm acquainted with them saints that divide their pocketbooks with you. Amen. I'm acquainted with them. All I got to do tonight, there's a lady in my church. I don't have a great bunch of people, just a handful. I can call in there tonight and say, listen, sister, I need prayer tonight. She'll pray if she has to pray all night long. Just for God to help me. Just for God. A saint. Are you a saint tonight? Furthermore, I want to be. That's good. You're on the right track. God will help you be. Notice in the 33rd verse of 1 Corinthians 14, Bible said, for God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. Don't you want to go? I want to go to that land. Be there at the saints. Ephesians 1:1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus. They are alive. They are at Ephesus. You don't make saints out of people after they're dead. You say, I know somebody did. I can't help it. It wasn't scriptural. The saints which are at Ephesus. You have to be a saint before you die. That's, I know it's 1 Timothy 5:10. The Bible said, well reported of for good works, talking about a widow, if she have brought up children, if she have lodged strangers, if she have washed the saints' feet. Not talking about embalming people here. Not talking about after dead here. Talking about washing live people's feet. You like saints? If you get amongst where they're at and hang around long enough, you see some dead ones get up out of the ground and go walking around. It's a thrilling experience to be amongst saints. Oh, you know it's right. You still remember that old preacher come by? Sure you do. Years ago, through the snow, through the rain, horseback and buggies, old Model A Fords and Model Ts, and coming into the country and holding revival meetings to you. Power of God fall, Holy Ghost power fall, people slayed out in the aisles and all over the building, speaking in other tongues. That old man of God make you so uneasy, you're just afraid God would tell him in a minute what you'd said. Close to God. But children got sick. While we had a community in our country in Oklahoma, they didn't have a doctor. I don't know how far it was before you could find a doctor. They was all saints. They was all wholeness people. They was all living for God. They prayed the prayer of faith for everything. They didn't have no enough income in there for a doctor to think about living on. Prayed the prayer of faith. Saints. You got any saints over at Hazard, son? Get them together. You don't have to have two or three of them are praying. Lord, have mercy. You get two or three of them saints are praying, pray the power of God down on you. Saints. Are you a saint? You believe in it, don't you? I notice here in the 5th chapter of the book of Revelation, I'm going to come to close here tonight. I'd like to help you better. I don't do much better usually, though. But do you want to be a saint? Now, look, I'm trying to be mean with you, but you can't live on both sides of the fence. That Bible's right, children, it's right. Well, there's somebody wrong, but that good old Bible's right. Y'all ever sang that? Somebody's wrong, but that good old Bible's right. You ever sing it? I know that somebody's wrong, but that good old Bible's right. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Somebody, Bible said, no servant can serve two masters. He'll either hate the one and love the other, or despise the one and love the other. You cannot serve God in mammon. Got to be a distinction here. Why, well, I know a preacher does this, all right. No, sir, don't make it all right, thought a preacher does it. Does the Bible teach against it? You're not like that lady reasoned with that preacher friend of mine, are you? He said, now here's what the Bible said, sister. Well, I know what the Bible said. Well, what else do you want? Huh? You know what we want? We want our own way. Do what we want to do. Say what I want to say. Sister said she treated me snotty. Going to treat her snotty. You're just going to be in a snotty mess, both of you. Amen. Can't do that if you're a saint now. Woo! Called to be saints. It's the Bible. That's the reason holiness preachers preach. You know, I've got some folks trying to talk me out of this. I don't know what kind of mess they got in. They might have gotten such a mess like Bunch did down where I was at. Got to teaching everybody ought to wear black socks, and every woman that didn't make them was disfellowship. Didn't wear them was disfellowship. I thought that's a shame. I thought that's a crying shame. You may have gotten a mess like that. I don't know what you're talking about, but there's such a thing as being a saint and living holy before God so God can hear your prayers and help you. Amen. Here it is in the Bible. 5th chapter, book of Revelation, 8th verse. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. Saints pray. They pray in people. If you're a saint, you'll pray. I noticed the 8th chapter of Revelation, 3rd verse, another angel came down and stood at the altar having a golden censer. There was given unto him much incense that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar which is before the throne. You know there's a golden altar over in heaven? Well, that's what it said here. Golden altar. And had a golden censer. And had the prayers of the saints. The prayers of the saints. You know what? The prayers of the saints has rocked the world through the ages. And the smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints reached up before God out of the angel's hand. Ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. Prayers of saints. You know what the prayers of saints will do? Stop the mouth of a lion. Saints, I know you want to be. You may say, Brother Moore, ain't been just what ought to be. Come on, let's move up. Don't back out on God and puff and pout and get mad because somebody preaches the Bible. Just do like old Mother Smith done down in Oklahoma. She is a black woman. She is a saint, I'll tell you. She is a saint. She worked up hospital. She started home one night. And a big old burly black boy run out of the blackness at her and said, give me your pocketbook. Had a knife. Mother Smith went into the spirit. She lived right close to it all the time. She dove into the spirit. Sold up her hands and commenced to shout. Now think about it. She danced backwards behind a bush into the dark. That ain't the way you run when you're running from a wild man. Get out in the middle of the street under the street lights. Scream bloody murder, ladies, as loud as you can. Call on God while you do it. Try to get some, but not Mama Smith. She run backwards into the black behind the bush. He said, come out of there. Hey, Jehiba, Haba, 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 Sire. When she got to, he went out of there. I know what happened. She said, when I finally come to myself, Brother Moore, said, I come out from behind that bush, and I heard someone saying, that's his feet hitting the pavement, leaving out. Prayers of the saints. You can pray so and live so for God until you can make it. You know the reason some folks is dying tonight? Just quit praying. Just quit praying. I have another black woman down there. I never have no sense about quitting when I know I'm fighting. I've been this way for 40 years. I didn't feel like trying to preach tonight much. I was kind of feeling blue, but I got up here and started to preach about saints. It ain't a one in this building but what I love you. But there's a spirit behind you and around you coming against me tonight that I just won't hardly let do that to me. You can so live and so pray. Pray and seek God until the power of God will come up on that colored woman, that black woman down in Oklahoma, had bad heart trouble. She got to pray, and the Lord said to her, if you would pray all night long in a church, I'll heal you. Would you do it if he'd heal you? I'm going to tell you what happened to you right now. If he's ever told you that, the devil said, that ain't for you. You're imagining things. But if an idea come to you, and I'm not telling you to stay all night tonight, but if an idea come to you, if you get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and be at the lake before dawn and be in that cove over there before the sun come up, that you could catch a boatload of them. You believe that? Easier than you believe if you pray all night, that thing will go away and God will help you. You know, I hate to think that I'd be a dying and find out that I could have won if I'd have stayed. I could have won the battle if I'd have. God told that colored woman, said that black woman, said, pray all night. Now, do you ever pray in an empty church? It's full of squeaks and squawks and rattles and groans and moans. It's worse than creeping things I preached on the other night. Did you ever hear me preach on the creepers? Preached on the creepers of about the ungodly men's crept in on the world. You ever get in your house and find, I started across that floor in that kitchen again last night, and there come a bug that long. You know I smashed him till it was unmerciful. I said, you creeping thing, you creep in here before we got all this good food. You ain't gonna get out. That snake got in my house. I beat him unmercifully with my work shoe until he couldn't creep anymore. Ungodly men crept in on the wire. Well, that's what a priest on Benny was creeping thing. That's kind of creeped in that woman's house just before you got there. God love you, sister. I've always felt led to hug the brother and the sisters and kiss them both. So the Bible said, greet each other, holy kiss. God love you, honey. You're so burdened down. Tommy Rott. Church ain't no place for men to hug on women. Woman come up here all burdened down, having trials and troubles, and me think I'm going to hug her and kiss it out of her. Why, God help. The thing for me to do is get a hold of God. Pray for her. Get a hold of the Spirit. Try to help her spiritually. Ain't no time to put the yoke on her like that. Doesn't God that bunch of Christians? That's what a priest on. But I'm going to tell you what. She went to church and them creepers got trying to get in her. She said away in the night, just right behind you, look back. Have you ever prayed all night at church? I'll tell you what, you may leave all the lights off, but me, if you can find a switch, that's probably may have them all back on, too. I've prayed in there, and that's the spookiest place you ever prayed in there. There it is, right beside you. It's come to get you. I said, hush your mouth and back up. There ain't nothing in here to get me. Boy got saved down in Oklahoma. The last thing the devil said to him in Norman, Oklahoma, when he went to the altars, watch your billfold. I ain't never been known to lift a billfold down there in the altar. The devil fight to the very end. I'm a preaching on saints, pal. I'll just get to have to leave tomorrow. Y'all gonna miss me when I'm gone. You know what? She prayed all the way up in the morning. Prayed all the creaks and the groans and the squeaks and the doors are slamming. I've been in church, heard the door slam. Here they come up the steps right now. Here they go down the steps. Here I'm walking. Done it time and again. Here they come. They're in here. What do you want? Just well say, what is it? Ain't nobody there. There's nothing there. But she prayed all that back. Prayed all. You know, man, how many folks did you ever hear get stabbed in the back praying like a house on fire? Ain't many devil got nervous to come close to nobody praying like that. Why, you could kneel out here side this building, this parking lot. He may drive up and look at you, but I'll tell you one thing. If you're on fire and you're praying good, he'll probably drive off. He'll probably drive off. They'll do like that Police done that woman. He stopped, and I know this happened, and I ain't telling something that didn't happen. He stopped her and going to give her a fine. She said, "You're lying. I wasn't breaking the speed limit." He said, "Yes, she was." She jumped out of that and began to pray, "God, save this lying policeman. My God, save this lying policeman." You know, and you know, he got out of there. I mean, that happened. I know that happened. She knows where she is at. "God, you save this lying law. Saint, pray the fear into you." Why, an old saint said, "Daddy, pray the fear into a boy to where it screamed, 'Daddy, pray for me. For down, go to hell.'" That old mama prayed. Somewhere between 12 o'clock and daylight, she said, God's Spirit come upon her and said, "I give you a new heart." That little black woman got her a new heart. When I heard her tell that, it had been 16 years since that happened. And you know, I never have shouted like they shout, but I've wanted to a lot of times. She said, hey, glory to God. And she said, "Ever since that day, the Spirit has been saying, 'Higher.' And when she said 'higher,' I was going down the road in the car and like I went out to it. 'Higher, thank God, get the high ground. Run to the Bible.' And David said, 'When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that's higher than I. That's been a refuge for me.' You thank God. Woo! Saints, let's obey God. That's angry. Let's stand. Raise our hands together. Lord, I want to be a saint. Holy Ghost, power of God, Spirit of God, have your way in this church and amongst this people. Hey. Obey the Lord. Obey the Lord. Let's praise Him a little bit here and worship. Go right on. All right. I've done what I feel like doing. That's all I feel like doing. I'm what you feel like doing.